USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
New cases of COVID-19 are on the rise in the United States, with more than 61,000 new cases reported per day over the last week. That's up about 12% from a week ago. But the White House's chief health advisor says that the variants of the virus only play a part in that rise. Dr. Anthony Fauci tells CBS's Face the Nation that a pullback of mitigation efforts also has a role.
The variants are playing a part, but it is not completely the variants. What we're likely seeing is because of things like spring break and pulling back on the mitigation methods that you've seen now. Several states have done that.
Fauci adds that the recent plateau of new cases is concerning because it mirrors a pattern that led to new surges of infections in several European countries over the last few weeks. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection officials say they encountered nearly 30,000 unaccompanied minors on the southern border in February and are expecting more than 40,000 in the month of April as the crisis on the border continues to worsen. Representative Pat Fallon says the crisis is a product of bad immigration policy. The Texas Republican tells Fox News that President Biden's reversal of several policies that were controlling illegal immigration has led to the current surge at the border.
First and foremost, the Wait in Mexico policy, the migrant protection protocols were changed by the Biden administration to catch and release again, and that's a failed policy. Biden is also halting all the border wall construction. He's freezing all deportations, even those for convicted criminals and dangerous gang members. And he's making, he's crowing about having a path to citizenship for millions and making it easier for the folks across the border illegally to get welfare benefits. Those five things are acting as a gigantic magnet to bring people across the border illegally, or at least encouraging them to do so.
This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Advocacy groups have filed a legal challenge against a new Georgia law that critics claim aims to suppress voters of color in the state. Wendy King has more from the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau.
The new voting laws in Georgia are among dozens filed in recent months by Republican-controlled state legislatures nationwide, which might appear to be reactionary to victories by Democratic President Biden in November and Democrats John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock in Georgia's key Senate races in January. Those victories gave Democrats control of the White House and the Senate to go along with an already Democrat-held House. The law passed in Georgia contains sweeping changes for voters, including a more stringent requirement for voter ID and restrictions for ballot collection boxes in the state that allows the state government to take over local elections. The New Georgia Project, the Black Voters Matter Fund, and the advocacy group Rise filed a federal lawsuit in Atlanta to challenge the contentious law. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And NASCAR's return to dirt racing will have to wait one more day. Sunday's Cup Series race at Bristol was postponed to Monday after several inches of rain fell in the area, turning the clay track into a mud pit. The green flag is now scheduled to fall at 4 o'clock Monday afternoon on the Cup Series' first race on a dirt track since 1970. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.